Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A lot of insurance, a lot of hospitals this week from the Hartford Business Journal's Greg Bordonero and the Connecticut Business Blend every Monday, 8:50 a.m. here on WTIC News Talk 1080. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good, Brian. How are you?
Good. So we got a couple insurance. First, the micro, then the macro. In the micro, we had an insurance failure here in Connecticut.
Yeah, and this is kind of something that has kind of flew under the radar. But last year, the insurance department took over PHL Variable Insurance Company, which sold life insurance products and annuities. It's actually the offspring of the former Phoenix companies in the boat building. Quietly, they took it over. It was, it basically failed. It has negative $2.2 billion in capital, which means it's insolvent. This company was part of the former Phoenix companies. The Phoenix companies, for those who remember, was bought almost a decade ago now by Nassau Financial Group. The Phoenix companies at the time was having financial issues, really stemming from the financial crisis still. And this particular book of business, I guess the really bad turn came from the pandemic, actually. According to the insurance department's filings, universal life insurance policies that the company sold to people over 70 between 2004-2007, those are the ones that are really draining money from the company as a result of the pandemic, which led to higher death rates, the lower interest rate environment, underperforming investments, which, you know, if you get all those things as a life insurance company, you're in trouble. So right now, the insurance department is trying to still figure out what to do. Do they liquidate the assets? Do they maybe sell off part of that business to somebody else? They're trying to get the most value.
Happens if somebody's got a policy and they're owed money? Are they getting it?
So that's the thing. Right now, they're capping payouts for life insurance at $300,000 and annuities for $250,000. And some people have million-dollar policies. As you know, life insurance could also be used as an investment vehicle. So it's not just, you know, right, you die and there's a payout, but these are used as sort of investment vehicles. And we talked to one person who is part of a family trust that had $3 million policy right now, and they're worried that they may lose the most of that money. There are actually guarantee associations like the FDIC. There is something like that on a statewide level. Each state has their own sort of FDIC insurance for insurance companies. It's usually capped around $250,000, $300,000. There is policyholders that are upset about this. Obviously, they're worried they're going to lose significant value on their investments. And they also say that the insurance department stepped in too late to try to take over this company. They also raise concerns about some transactions that were done in the Cayman Islands, reinsurance deals that maybe masked some of the problems that the insurance company was having. So there's a lot of interesting tidbits to this thing, and it's still in the process in terms of what ultimately happens and how much the policyholders get back.
So, and then in the macro, you know, we Hartford, the insurance city, this and that. I mean, and we know that the influence and power in this industry has waned over time in Hartford, but where does it stand now?
Yeah, so interesting. You know, so there's two states in the Midwest, Iowa and Nebraska, who have long sort of competed with Hartford, and the New England Council, which is sort of a regional economic development council in New England. They just put out a report sort of spotlighting the financial services industry, the impact on New England, which is sizable. It's just a major, you know, it's a major industry in New England. And it pinpointed Connecticut, looking at the size of the insurance industry. The state employs 56,000 people in insurance, still a big part of the economy. But in terms of the overall economic impact, insurance jobs, insurance economic output takes up about 7% of Connecticut's GDP. In Nebraska and Iowa, it's about 10% of their economies. And now it's not, you know, the economies are a little bit different. Ours is bigger. But, you know, insurance is playing a bigger factor in their economies than ours. And they point to it's a lower cost area for these insurance companies to operate, both in terms of talent and, you know, just overall lower cost of living. And that's a continued threat for Connecticut. I also think that, you know, artificial intelligence is another threat in terms of the influence of insurance companies in Connecticut, both in terms of workforce and other factors. So there's a lot of kind of uncertainty in the insurance industry. Now, the insurance industry isn't leaving Hartford anytime soon, but, you know, Hartford is maybe losing a bit of its foothold as the insurance capital of the U.S. and in the world.
Greg Bordenaro from the Hartford Business Journal joining us here for the Connecticut Business Blend every Monday. I'm Brian and Company at 8:50 a.m. Some hospital stuff really quickly. Hartford Healthcare gets bigger. Yale New Haven with an executive shakeup. Just give us quick summaries of those stories.
Yeah, on Friday, I believe Hartford Healthcare's deal to purchase Manchester Memorial and Rockville General was approved by the state. There may be a few more other approvals that need to happen, but they got approval from the Office of Health Strategy. Some numbers were revealed in an application that they submitted to the state. The purchase price, $86.1 million. They're also going to invest an additional $226 million, so a $312 million investment in these two hospitals. They also identified some of the services, rehabilitation, medicine, orthopedics, general surgery, cardiology. Those are going to be some of the primary services that are going to be provided at these hospitals going forward, probably other things too. They're going to do a needs assessment to really see what the community needs out there and then go from there. Interestingly, Hartford Healthcare does have a history of buying distressed hospitals. They bought Charlotte Hungerford in Torrington in 2018, St. Vincent's Medical Center in Bridgeport in 2019, made significant investments in both of those hospitals, which are performing better now, also better in terms of safety. So they think they could do the same thing with these two hospitals. And of course, it increases their market share. Yale New Haven, they announced some key executive moves. Their CFO and their general counsel is departing. And then also at their Greenwich Hospital, their COO and CFO are departing. I'm not sure that those latter two positions are going to be filled. They've been doing a restructuring amid significant losses over the last few years coming out of the pandemic. Also, they had the Prospect Medical deal that didn't go well for them. They just agreed to do a $45 million payout to Prospect. You know, they originally were the ones that were going to acquire Manchester and Rockville. That didn't work out. So
they're
shrinking their executive administrative ranks, which actually, you know, it probably needs to be a focus in a lot of these hospitals because there's a lot of high-priced, you know, talent in these administrations at all these hospital systems.
All right, Greg, great stuff as always. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Brian.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.